Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. All right, that sound probably woke you up. And if you didn't instantly recognize it, that was the bleat of a goat. It's a sound very familiar to our next guests, Charlie and Mary Lisa Cornell. They are the owners, farmers, and cheesemakers of Jollity Farm Goat Dairy in Garden Valley, a community in El Dorado County.
And even now we have people that come into the farm and they go, wow, I've been driving by your sign for 15 years and I didn't know what was back here, or I didn't know you were here at all. I've lived on the divide for 35 years and I never knew you were here. So I like to call us the best kept secret in El Dorado County.
And that is Mary Lisa talking with our Insight producer, Jen Picard. A few weeks ago, during the daily goat milking, Jen went to visit the farm recently after learning that her favorite chèvre was made on site. And she actually didn't get to see the cheese making process firsthand, however. That is a very sanitized process, which we'll learn more about in just a moment. But she did get to pet the goats, which you can do too, 7 days a week. Charlie and Mary Lisa are here today to talk about what it takes to bring goat cheese from their farm to your fork. Welcome to Insight. Thanks for making the trip down 50.
Great. Thanks for having us.
And I also want to lead with your shirt, Charlie. It's wonderful. It's a very vibrant explosion of goats.
It's a little goaty, yes.
Yes, which makes a lot of sense. It's very appropriate for this conversation. I would love to learn more about Jollity Farm. How did you all get into the goat business and the dairy business in the first place?
It started with a love of goats. As a child, I liked goats. And when it got to a point in my life where I could have them, I got them. And then I started milking them. And suddenly you have a gallon of milk every day. Turns into 6 gallons sitting in the refrigerator. And what do you do with it? So I made cheese, and it turned out pretty good. And went to a couple of competitions at the state or county fair and got first place on one of them. The judge said it was best feta she ever had, and she'd buy all I made. So I thought, oh, that's for me. I'm going to do this. So I being the guy that I am, that was in 94, and in 2011, I got licensed, so just jumped right into it. You know?
Yeah, and the rest is history. Yes. Mary Lisa, how many goats do you have?
Right now, we have 49 goats. We're milking 31. We have 4 bucks, which is probably too many for 31 females, and then we have 6 yearlings that are not in milk yet. They haven't been bred yet, and then we have 7 retirees right now that are, retired out of production, but we think they've given us a lifetime of milk, and we'd like to give them a lifetime of joy in the pasture.
Yeah. Do they all have names? Can you tell them all apart? I would imagine
yes.
They all have their own personality.
They all have names. My favorite one is number 457. No, they all have a given name, and I think I can name them by sight. I couldn't tell you their names right now.
Yeah, no, we're actually going to listen to a clip, and this is Mary Lisa introducing the bucks.
Hi, boys. This is Onyx. We call him Onyx. And that's Willie Nelson. He's our mini Nubian. And then we have a very, very old Nigerian dwarf. We breed all of the first fresheners, all the yearling does, we breed them all to the Nigerian dwarf luck, because that way we have had zero complications with first-time moms, because they're having smaller kids. And the mini Nubian that's one of the other. We have Alpine, Saunans, and mini Nubians. And then the cute little guy with the curly hair there, that's actually a buck that was the product of one of our first successful artificial inseminations here at the farm. We usually, obviously, use live breeding. But we're keeping him because we have some of Onyx's daughters that we can't breed Onyx to.
Yeah, that's just a little taste of some of the goats on on the farm. You mentioned that, you know, by having goats and dairy goats at that, you know, 1 gallon turns into 2, turns into 3, turns into 4, and then you have a lot of material to work with. What goes into making goat cheese and the different varieties that you make?
It's different cultures go into the milk to start it. Then there's a time element involved. If you're doing like a chev, it's generally a long process of ripening. So you add the culture and let it ripen for 18 hours or so. Then you ladle it and drain it. A harder cheese, you'll add a little more culture to it, but you add a higher temperature than you. Let's see, the best way to describe this. Then you work the curd. You cut the curds up and work the curd and then drain it. So that process from liquid to solid is 6 hours, 5-6 hours, where the chev is 20 hours.
Oh, yeah, so that's a big difference.
That's a difference in the time then. However, the harder cheese, the aged, or the one that takes shorter time to make, it ages for much longer. It's 2 months before we dig into it.
You know, the fact that your cheese is award-winning, and I think one judge said that she just wanted to buy you out of your goat feta
yes.
after trying it. What is the special sauce behind your cheese? Is it what you feed goats? I mean, what goes into the flavor?
Well, I'm going to answer that because I think what really goes into the flavor is, number one, a lot of love for the goats. We often have people ask if we're certified humane. We're not certified humane because we don't want to pay thousands of dollars a year to have somebody tell us that we treat our goats the way the goats should be treated. So we're not certified humane, but how we handle the milk is super important. It's very quickly comes out of the goat. It very quickly goes into an ice bath where it's cooled really quickly. It goes in not through pipelines, not through pumping, not through a bulk tank where it sits and gets agitated for 3 days before it turns into cheese. It goes straight into our walk-in cooler and sits there until Charlie's ready to make cheese out of it. And then Charlie hand pours these 5 gallon stainless steel jugs into our pasteurizer that's 45 gallons. Fills that up with milk to make the cheese. Ultimately, Vicky, I would say, and I like to tell people, it's kind of the difference between picking a tomato out of your backyard and buying a tomato that's been shipped in from somewhere else and buying that at the grocery store. The difference in flavor is how quickly the milk is handled, how it's handled gently and with care, and a lot of love in your backyard and a lot of love in our backyard to make the cheese. And the other question we get asked a lot is how long does this last? How long will it, you know, keep good? Well, we want you to eat it quickly because that's how you're going to enjoy that fresh experience of that fresh milk that's fresh off the farm.
Yeah. And that tomato comparison just hit right home. I mean, it's night and day, a homegrown tomato versus one that you buy at the store. You know, given that you have a lot of love, understandably, for these dairy goats, I mean, the foothills are home to predation. And what do you do to keep goats safe?
Oh, they're locked up at night. We've lost a few. Most of the attacks happen at night. We did have one happen in the daytime. But yeah, it's just a matter of keeping a vigilant eye out and locking them up at night. And it doesn't take much, just a small building, mm-hmm. 4 walls.
And a person to actually be there to actually enclose them in.
Keep them in. Yeah.
That's another common question we get a lot from visitors when they come out to visit the farm is, how come you don't have livestock guarding dogs? Well, from a commercial point of view, it doesn't make sense to purchase a dog, to take it to the vet, to get it spayed or neutered or not, to feed it, to put in fences that are required to keep a livestock dog in. We have found that we've been quite successful with listening to Fish and Wildlife's recommendations about how to deal with predation or avoiding predation. And we lock them up and we turn on radios at night.
I was just going to get to a clip of you explaining to a visitor who is interested in raising goats of her own how you protect them. Let's take a listen.
The back of the barn, we use panels like this to close the back of the barn, so they still, a predator can't get in, but they still have ventilation.
That's great.
Yeah. And they still have NPR to listen to at night. No, I'm serious. They really do. We deliberately leave it on
where the voices discourages predators. That's why we do it. It's not because the goats like to have company at night.
What is it? The soothing voice of public radio?
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, it turns mountain lions around and coyotes are like, nope, not interested. That was so funny learning about that the goats listen to NPR at night. What is it like bringing people into the farm? I mean, you don't have to do that, but it is open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, and people get to really learn and get to feed their curiosity by taking in what both of you are so passionate about.
Yeah, I'd like to have more hands-on where I could walk the people around, but there's no time for that.
He's too busy making cheese.
Yeah.
So we try to direct them. Signage would be really good to have enough signs out there where we could see, you know, describe our history and all that. But that hasn't happened yet. That's still in the dream phase.
So do you ever have too much, I guess, goat milk to make cheese? What do you do with the byproducts or do you do anything with them?
Well, the byproduct of the cheese making is the whey. And that goes, we have a few livestock raisers in the area who raise pigs, and they pick up that up. It's a good for your tomatoes, very good on watering your tomatoes with the whey. A little bit of that goes a long ways, no pun intended.
And then the other issue is sometimes we'll have, you can't make cheese from milk that's more than 72 hours old. And so if Charlie has been busy at farmer's market and I haven't been able to get in there to make cheese, we have one other person who's licensed pasteurizer to make cheese also, but 99% of it is made by Charlie. And if he can't get to it fast enough, sometimes we'll end up with 5, 10, 15 gallons of milk that's, you know, quote unquote, extra. And to throw that away would be, in my opinion, a tragedy. So a lot of times I get in there quick and I put it all in Ziploc bags and it goes into the freezer. And then eventually that's what I use to make my goat milk soap from.
Oh, wonderful soap. I love that. Well, Charlie and Mary Lisa, thank you so much for stopping by. It was such a joy learning about your farm.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks
you're
for having us.
You're very welcome. Yeah, thank you for having us. And please come out and visit the farm anytime.
Would love to. And we're actually going to end the show with the song, Jollity Farm. It's a folk song from the 1930s, which is very appropriate for this segment. That is Charlie and Mary Lisa Cornell. They are the owners of Jollity Farm Goat Dairy in Garden Valley. You can find their goat cheeses on sale at farm stands such as 24 Carat Farm in Placerville or at the Farmers Market in Davis on Saturdays and the Farmers Market in downtown Sacramento on Sundays. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to send us an email, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.
Down on Jollity Farm. All the little pigs, they grunt and howl.
Grunt, howl, grunt, howl.
The cats meow.
Meow, meow.
The dogs bow, bow.
Ruff, ruff.
Everybody makes a row down on Jollity Farm. All the little birds go tweet, tweet, tweet. The lambs all bleat and shake their feet. Everything's a perfect treat down on Jollity Farm. Regular as habit, the cocks begin to crow. And the old buck rabbit sings,
stuff it up a jumper.
Vododio. All the little ducks go quack, quack, quack. Cows all moo, the bull does too. Everyone says, how do you do, down on Jollity Farm.